Ah, say good day to the Mayor, Matt Burnett. Hello, mate.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good. Hey, Carol's on a Friday night. A great event. There was some people digging about not having it outside, but then, I mean, things were put into place way back before restrictions were lifted, and you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That's right. We did. We obviously we've been planning this for a number of months when we was right in the middle of COVID, and there was no way you could have had an outside event like that.
No.
So, you know, the team put together the live stream, and then obviously then the Premier changed some, made some changes and made it a lot easier to have outside events. But we were well and truly underway with ours, and I thought the idea of live streaming was pretty good anyway.
Yeah.
So we could get some more people in.
Yeah, that's right. Put me on TV.
Yeah, and you loved it. Well,
mate, we all did well, I think. It was look, and all the organisers, people behind the scenes that a lot of people don't realise or get to see, and the volunteers that were a part of it just did a terrific job to get it going.
Yeah, absolutely. The volunteers make the whole region go around. Just have the Airbeats concerts that we had just recently without the volunteers, that wouldn't have happened. Same with Harbour Festival. Just, Gladstone lives and breathes on volunteers.
Yeah, doesn't it? All right, mate. A couple of stories that you've probably don't want to talk too much about. No, you do. Water prices are set to increase next year.
Yeah, that was a bit of a... It's a very complicated story, that one. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, what happened is we asked the Water Board for a COVID concession for at least 6 months, 12 months, where we could freeze the price of water to our ratepayers that use the Yawonga Dam scheme. So that's Gladstone, Boyntown, Calliope, Mount Larkham, Bunnaribie, Wodong area. Mm-hmm. Not Agnes Water, 1770, or Miriam Barbara, and they're on a separate scheme.
Right.
But they didn't. They offered us something else, which was, not in line with our freeze. It wasn't. All it would have really done has been a deferral. They would have just basically said, all right, we don't pay so much now. Wasn't going to be a freeze, but then it'll be loaded up in January.
Okay.
And that's not good enough.
No.
We weren't going for that. So we said, no thanks. You can keep your offer and we'll keep talking. But anyway, we got a meeting with the Gladstone Water Board on Monday. So Maxine and the CEO are coming in to meet with full council and we'll have a conversation again. So
okay.
We'll keep the conversation going.
All right, good. And you'll keep us up to date. News today I saw the council has voted to sell 219 properties with outstanding rates of 3 years or more.
Yeah, so what happened there? We did basically what we offered. Well, we asked the Water Board to do for us. We asked them to give us a concession. They said no. We did actually give a 6 month concession for people who are behind in their rates. It's 4 years, so it's 3 years plus the current year. So it's not like that. The council has hardships support. We have financial assistance to help people through. This is people who haven't paid their rates for mm-hmm. 4 years.
Yeah.
And plus a 6 month deferral for a COVID period. We said, all right, we'll put everything on hold. We won't charge any interest.
Sure.
We won't chase you up. We'll let it pause for a bit. And then we've had to start that process again. There's, by and large, 99% of ratepayers have paid their rates at the end of the day. And it's so that we can provide the services and infrastructure that everyone wants. Everyone likes to put their wheelie bin out. For us, flush the toilet and turn on the tap and drive on the roads and use the entertainment centre and the library and the aquatic facilities and all the rest of it. That comes at a cost, and we can't have a couple of hundred people not pay for 4 years.
Mm.
It's just not acceptable. So
we
did pause it, like I said, during COVID, but we've had to restart that.
Yeah,
what
sure.
we found, 94% of the time, the banks pay the outstanding amount. So
okay.
we very, very rarely sell homes, and I hate to do that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you haven't paid your rates for 4 years, everybody else is paying them for you.
Yeah, fair enough. And, mate, finally, we'll wrap it up with New Year's Eve. We found out a little bit about what was happening, well, a lot that was happening with New Year's Eve across Gladstone. Some good news.
It is. So we announced it when we lit the Christmas tree up and also again at the carols that we are having a New Year's Eve event. So at Memorial Park, now you can get tickets at the Gladstone Entertainment Convention Centre. You can also turn up on the night. The only problem with that is if you turn up and it's sold out or full, you can't get in. So I'm encouraging everyone to get online and get their tickets. I know over 1,000 have already gone in the first couple of days.
Gee, eh?
It's free. So there is a pay-for section if you want to go to the bar. There's some VIP beer garden. You can purchase tickets. About the rest of it's free. So Funk and Stuff is the main act, and there's lots of local musicians as well. You can buy drinks and food. There's mini golf. And there's fireworks at 8 for the young ones, and then again at midnight.
Ah, look out.
Yes, it will be good.
Two chances to scare the dogs. make sure you got them locked up. All right, Matt, thank you, mate. We'll catch up later in the week, eh?
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Thanks. There's our Mayor, Matt Burnett, on Classic Hits 4CC.